My dad's publicly horny now.
Sick.
It's not good.
Biden had to tone that down.
Publicly horny.
What do you mean he's publicly horny?
He'll like see a girl wearing like knee-high boots and he'll be like, not bad.
Yeah, like hit.
Not bad at all.
You
get an age,
you start hitting on waitresses.
Yeah.
Like totally. It's everyone laughs.
Right. Like my mom died and now my dad's like,
oh, yeah.
Too bad you're married, huh, Sam? And like pointing to like tens. And I'm like, yeah, dad, that's all that's that's all that's preventing this from happening here.
So he's talking sniz now.
Yes, dude.
Gotta talk sniz with him.
My dad, God bless him, he'll be like, yeah, sorry, buddy, I can't come up and watch the game. I'm the head of this grief group and I gotta do a one-on-one with this lady. Her husband died about 13 years ago and she's really going through it. And it's like, dad, just say you're going on a date.
Yeah,
we're happy for you. You did your time with mom, you wrote hard for her, please be getting it in, because I don't want you to become like a model train guy or like a birdhouse collector. Like,
what are you talking about? Please,
put a hooker with him.
Hey honey, you can't be mad, my dad's here. I'm spotting my dad.
I'm having a three-way with my dad.
Dude, dudes have done it on Cat House.
You gotta kill yourself. I know. On Cat House, yes. I'm taking my son to get laid. That's the horniest dad of all time.
My dad's worried he doesn't know all the new tricks, honey, so I'm here holding his hand. Ugh, that would dude. Be. I would cut my penis off and send it to my mom's grave.
That's a nut.
Dude, if you got your dad's ass,
he'd Van Gogh your dick. That is the nut. The post nut clarity of a three way with your dad is suicide. That's suicide, dude. Yes. As soon as you nut, you're like,
yes. Or you ascend and you're like, nothing does matter.
Yeah, true. Me and my dad are like Vikings.
Yeah.
This is like an ancient thing.
This is a ritual. This is
what men are supposed to do.
It's like at the end of it where they lock tongues.
We're definitely not reaching the weirdest level of gay there is.
Yeah. My dad would probably be better at it than me, too.
I can't even imagine seeing my dad's face receiving sexual pleasure. That would be so fucking weird, dude.
Oh, man. You think he's your dad, so he definitely...
Come on. What are you doing down there? Oh. What the hell are you doing?
Hey, no horseplay.
Yeah.
My boy's over there.
God damn it. I'm about to come.
He's pissed. Yeah.
How much of them coming do you think is like them getting up?
Definitely.
That's like miniature O-face.
Oh, Christ.
He'd wink at you too because it's your dad.
He would, yeah. He'd have some zinger.
Not bad.
Shane, let me tell you. Not bad.
It runs in the family.
Shane, I want to go.
Shane, come here. Come here. I'm about to come. Shane, get over here. God damn it. God damn it.
What if your dad came in like 2 minutes and then you went for like a half an hour? Oh, you just sat there.
You Jesus Christ, Shane, you're going to hurt her. Slow down. Jeez.
Hey, Shane, save some for the rest of us.
Oh, man. Glad you're watching your dad's erection fail in front of a hooker.
Like an expensive one, too.
Oh, that's so sad, dude.
Did you ever get into supernormal stimuli?
What's that?
How, like, they trick butterflies into dedicating their whole lives.
This is all I've ever wanted.
We're fucked
for real,
up.
For 7 years. This is the moment, dude. I was wondering how he would do. You're doing good. I knew you were going to do this, dude.
He sent me the longest fucking text message.
I was so afraid.
Like, bummed out that he's asking me to have you come along. And I was like, yeah, for sure.
I know,
but it was like this long thing. No, it's
appreciate that.
It was like eight texts.
That's what kind of guy he is, dude. Is that is risky? Because you don't know. You'd be like, this motherfucker fucking changed my show. Yeah, but he knows me.
I know, we're friends, but like, it's still like a, hey, you want me to bring another guy? It's kind of,
no.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's go.
But I also knew, in my heart of hearts, Matt would rise to the occasion and say things like, have you ever heard of super stimuli or whatever bullshit that was.
I have a non-popular take on Frank Sinatra. Glorified karaoke singer. That's what I think.
Wops love him. You gotta watch out.
What is that based in?
He's just just the way I hear opinion. I could literally do all of his songs better.
No, this is what I've heard this opinion before, and I want to congratulate you for being on the intelligence level of Big Jay Oakerson, who's the other person that expressed this to me, that crooning was easy and anybody could do it.
Dude, have you ever been to an Italian wedding? Every Italian dad croons at their daughter's wedding.
You or false?
They croon to say goodbye. They say they know their baby girl's going to get fucking,
I will tell you this.
She's going to get plugged tonight, so I got to sing.
It's like that take on.
I would croon if a guy came to my house to pick up one of my sisters to go on a date. I would croon. I was younger. I was 6 years younger, but I would still croon.
That's right.
I go, tonight is the night.
That's funny.
You're going to finger my sister.
Did she get mad?
Oh, they'd get mad, especially the black ones.
Yeah.
Me and my dad would croon. We saw a black guy come to pick up our sister. Or, you know.
That's so funny.
Don't call the cops on that Denali.
I'm taking Adderall. It's a big day.
Dude, what's a dose?
Whoever I'm with, there's always somebody around that is prescribed.
Yeah, it's 10 to 20. I would say it's like 10 to 20.
Always. It's crazy.
Yeah, 10 to 20 milligrams probably.
10 to 20. Sometimes you run into people that are like 30, fucking 40 milligrams.
Crunch the time release.
We Googled the number.
I think Portnoy said it takes a 30. Yeah. I was like, I didn't bring it up. I was like, that's a lot.
Some people munch the time release too. They have little balls and you can crack down on them and just get it all at once.
Bro, I've tried to snort those things. Those are some dark evenings.
I tried, dude.
Plastic balls.
I tried.
This is crazy.
I tried drinking on it twice. The one time I was in college, I was on the Adderall. I didn't realize even like what it was. I was drinking on it. I got all zoomed out, and I was like at the kind of a not like a super high level of a concert. And I was like, I'm gonna jump down to the next level. And I tried to jump down, and I got kicked out immediately. It was fucked up. Yeah, I was like, if I could time it perfectly where all the guards' backs are turned, I'll jump down to the pit, climb up, and jump into the other area.
You're trying to get up to the stage.
It just snagged me. Yeah,
of course.
It snagged me.
You're on meth. That's
I was like,
meth.
I'll jump into the crowd, I'll blend, and the crowd just parted as I jumped into them. Right. The guy just beat the fuck out of me.
I was at a South Carolina to beat your ass.
Knocked my one shoe off. I got back in. I kicked my other shoe off so I didn't look suspicious. So I walked in my socks, and they thought my friend was me, and they started kicking him out. And I was like, I just let it happen. I was like, fuck it. My friend had to get kicked out, and then I got kicked out again. And then I snuck back in a third time.
Yeah.
No lie. In my
Tom
socks.
Cruise. This is Mission Impossible.
I was on Adderall. That's why I cannot drink on Adderall. I snuck in with the Aramark workers. I just walked in with them, only in my socks. And I climbed up through under the bleachers, and I just emerged into like some seating. People were like, ah! I was like, dude, it was the Beastie Boys. Like, oh, dude, I love this song.
From under the
it was
bleachers.
Like Intergalactic Planetary, and it just came up.
Out. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Can't have it, dude. I can't have that
dude,
shit.
Sneaking? You're gonna appreciate this sneaking at a stadium. I was gone. It was an all day tailgate. I was at South Carolina. Versus Tennessee, SEC football. It's a night game in South Carolina. And I'm standing there, and there's just a tiny fence between me and the handicap section. And I just stepped over it. No one batted an eye, dude. I was standing there just... For real. I was on the field. I left my friends. They were in the student section. I was just shit-faced walking around. And I was like... Stepped in, and dude, people were like looking at me like... Checks out. Fully checks out.
Yeah, if you just do that.
I mean, that's my face when I'm blacked out. I was just. People like, this guy, he's by himself.
Someone just brought you a blanket.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Fucking creepy is that?
That's fucking weird. Dude.
I called the place on the way up here.
Nice.
It's
give
not,
him hell.
It wasn't the place. I did give him hell. It wasn't the place. Well, they were like, it's not us. First of all, I was like, dude, I was like, I heard you guys are like. Doing like divisive political rhetoric for 1-year-olds and 4-year-olds. I'm like, can you explain to me why you would do that? And they were like, that's a very interesting question. That's a response. It's not us. It's the people we hire to come do it here. You might want to talk to them, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I hear that. But I'm like, you understand that's weird. Like, why would you want to get into the minds of like pre-verbal children? I'm like, that's what the like early medieval Catholic Church did. I was like, you want
to tell
them
that?
Yes. So I'm like,
damn.
I'm hitting them. I'm like, you know, that's like when you want to like, you have a message that needs to get into very little kids' heads. I'm like, that's really weird and sinister shit. And I'm like, you guys should really not do that. And they were like, well, I mean, we don't have any control. I'm like, well, you hired the people. So you're letting them in your building. And it's like, I was like, they can't even comprehend these ideas. So why would you be like trying to like, it's almost like you're trying to repeat them into their head as if like, to like indoctrinate. I was like, that's fucking weird, man.
It is.
I was like, can you imagine if I ran a story thing for like pro Trump things for like 1 year olds?
They would have shut it down immediately.
I was like, that's crazy.
All the lesbians that work there would run in and go, I am not a man.
And I was like, dude, the message aside.
This is a boy. He's got a penis.
It's like.
He's a girl. He's got a vagina.
Color purple. It's for girls.
Purple's fucking gay as fuck.
Any boys
unless
like
you
purple
like the Vikings, dude. That's pretty sick. Let's talk about the purple people eaters. Good defense.
We should do just. Dude, fucking story time.
We have to.
Today,
dude.
We're reading the Swimsuit Edition by Sports Illustrated. Whoa!
Girls, beat it. Yeah. We don't trust you, won't
girls,
tell your friends.
You guys
about
won't
what we're
be able to read.
At.
You guys can't fucking read shit anyway. Yeah, we got some fucking dumb sex books for you guys upstairs. Crime novels, retards.
Got together?
Yeah.
Nice.
Live together. Grew nice. Together. I was his best man at his wedding.
Oh, yep. Shit.
He's my guy.
Gave a speech.
Wow.
Gave a speech. Oh, the speech no. was nice.
Concise.
Was it good?
I was fucked up.
Unbelievable.
Were you?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I was like.
Bud Lights?
Yeah.
How many?
I have no idea. A wedding? Dude, you think protect our parks or something?
Yeah. Came in abstract.
A wedding. I like wet my pants. Gotta give a speech. I was like, I'll be all right. I'm used to giving speeches. I got up there. I was like, Matt's wife, you're crazy. Matt, you're fucking nuts. This thing might be crazy enough to work, folks. That was it. That was the whole speech.
It was an office party in Irvine. And a woman, dude, two women. It was a holiday party. It was during Christmas.
Yeah.
A lady just sat like this. Because you know how the tables are going that way?
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't face me. They faced each other and just went.
The whole dude. Fucking show.
There was an old woman going,
dude, can I tell you that I tried to do like the ultimate road dog move and invite a dude on stage with me and it backfired.
Of course it backfired. Why'd you do that?
He just yelled at me the whole time.
I do want to go to Butcher and watch them just,
you know, fuck them eat.
Whoa.
Break down a cow. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Cut it up.
You can do
you're
it.
Fucked up, dude.
That's
there's,
not
there's,
that
a, there's a butcher like right around the corner.
Now, yeah. If you went in there like, can I watch? They'd be like, get the fuck yeah. They would wave knives dude, at you. They're waving knife at you, dude.
Also, it's a Muslim butcher.
Ooh.
So they're doing it. Yeah.
You would defile the. Yeah, you would defile the space.
Don't they have
really,
to, like,
Gentiles can't even watch.
Point the animal so. In a certain direction or something.
I think so.
They do yeah. wild shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gotta kill it a certain way.
Yeah, kosher and halal are cut the throat. Similar.
Yeah.
That is funny. They're over there like bombing children, and then they're like, wait, hold on, cut the cow to the east. And yeah. It's like, yeah, how about you guys get your priorities in order, you fucking dumbasses?
My dad called my mom a dumbass this fucking last night.
Really?
Yeah. Something about taking out the trash. He's like, Phil, you have to take the trash out. He's like, I'm doing it right now, you dumbass. He closed Jesus. The garage door, and I was like, oh, mom, you're going to. And she's like, this is how he talks all the time. And I got to go. And then he comes in, I'm like, Dad, what did you? Just call mom. He's like, Shane, you're a little fuck. You're like a little fucking girl. All I do is fuck with him. When I'm home, I fuck with him start to finish, dude. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing today? He's like, I gotta do a couple things. Gotta sign the book. I'm like, you signed the book again?
Oh,
gotta go to the fucking men's club again, Dad?
Sign the book.
He's like, what? Shane, shut up. And I'm like, well, how are you getting there? He's like, I'm driving.
Like, what?
I go, well, how are you gonna get back then? I just force him into admitting he drinks and drives every day.
Mom used to lay on the couch and I would just sit on her when I was little. That's like, yeah. She would watch TV and I would just fucking sit on my mom while she watched TV and I would just watch TV.
With her. I used to, I laid on Phil watching football.
That's pretty sick.
Too late. Like late. Like I was big. Yeah. And I was a big fucking kid. Yeah. I was huge, dude. I was laying on, I was like 5'8", laying on him. It was like two adult men just laying on each other watching football. He was probably buzzed as hell, too. He was probably fucked up, dude. He was probably shit-faced. I remember the thing I remember most is just my head would be on his stomach, and it was just constantly like, like even as a kid, I was like, that's crazy. Something's wrong.
You like and dance and you go to with Latin, that one black dude?
Latin mass?
I do, yeah. Wait, which black dude?
Jesus.
Yes, we love him.
He wasn't black, dude.
What?
I mean,
Arab.
He would have been in the sun a lot. He would have been darker than we are today.
I like how the blacks try to claim him when he's clearly Arab.
Yeah, he's obviously Arab.
And they were like, not white means black.
We all did come from Africa, though.
You ever think of that?
I mean, who built the pyramids? I don't know.
Aliens.
calling us aliens now?
Aliens and the blacks.
That is crazy to have an eighth wonder of the world just lifted up under your fingertips. Like, nah, that was us.
Yeah, we did that.
We did that.
You guys, what have you guys done?
Fuck it. Stock market.
True. Pretty good.
You know.
What else? Much. That is pretty good. Okay. Hollywood.
A schmear.
Mendelsohn. You had.
Nuclear weaponry.
Yeah.
Yep.
My thing, why don't we just settle it once and for all? There has to be the easiest thing to like truly investigate and just prove. And then from there, be like, all right.
What's that?
Like, who made
that? To be like, it's the Jewish controlled media. To be like, that's a lie. Like, fine. I don't care.
But I don't know,
like,
why we won't admit it.
Hit the fucking paperwork and then be like, look, we only own 30%. And be like, yeah, that's fair.
Right.
50, 60, 70. Like, what percentage of the media would have to be owned? And then it's like, at that point, it's like.
Gardini's looking it up.
That's the thing that freaks me out. It's like, why not just like look into it and then be like, oh, it's 60%, and people go, okay, well, that's fair, free market capitalism, why are you crying?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, what's the fuss?
What's the fuss? It's not a group, it's their individuals who all own it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But Kanye West is arguing like, yeah, but if they happen to all be, or if 90% would happen to be Jewish who own the media, theoretically,
yeah,
he's like, I'm just saying that's the case. And they're like, no, that's not true. I was like, dude, we can easily prove this.
Well, it is true.
The guy from Virgin is not Jewish.
Most of the heads of media corporations are Jewish.
Yeah, that's...
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
I think that's...
But like 90% of your basketball players are black.
So do they own the NBA?
It's not like the black-owned
NBA. The what?
You can be white and play in the NBA. Like, the blackness doesn't qualify you to do it. And maybe it does. I'm not familiar with the rules in this country.
What the hell are you
saying? I'm just saying white people are having a hard time playing sports over here.
We're having a bit of a renaissance, dude. We've been fighting those Eastern European bros.
We are having a renaissance.
You're getting big Croatians in there?
MVP the last 2 years in the NBA has been a honky.
He's so good.
Yeah, true. Gasol. Yeah.
Wait, who owns the media corporations?
Gasol.
What is it? New York Times?
Pal Gasol.
Pal Gasol.
New York Times
of
Mexico.
My bad.
Carlos Slim?
Well, that's...
Am I right?
Hold on. Don't change the subject. We're getting to the bottom of the JM.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying the New York Times
hit by Mexico. You're talking over each other.
True.
This is exactly what the JM wants. They want us squabbling.
What's the prognosis?
I mean, I tried in the car. You can't really find the data.
They won't let you find the data.
Why not? That's what I'm saying.
Not on the first page of Google.
We know how many white CEOs there are.
Who owns YouTube?
Google.
A lady? No, not CEO. We're talking about owner.
Yeah, bro. We're talking about the board.
Who owns YouTube?
My thing is
Zuckerberg is big. He's Jewish. That's a big one.
And then Bezos owns Amazon. He's not Jewish.
He's not Jewish, but that's not media.
Yeah, what the fuck's Bezos?
They have Amazon Prime.
I think he's
Video.
Like super what, like top level white.
What's that one? It's like Zoroastrian. What's
Zoroastrian?
Is he Zoroastrian?
He might be Zoroastrian.
He could be.
That predates Judaism, though.
Yeah,
that was one of the first monotheisms.
Damn, dude.
Zoroastrian.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can marry your cousins.
Ahura Mazda is the god. And he has an evil counterpart that brought all the evil into the world.
What's the evil guy's name?
I forget. It's something like that, but it's like...
Mr. Naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the translation.
Zoroastrianism was the shit for a while, and it just completely collapsed.
Yeah.
Jesus came
and gave the world the truth.
Well, yeah, then it was Judaism.
You guys tried to deny it, and you hurt him. You hurt him. You guys were mean to our Lord.
Yeah, we tried to stop something that would affect our dominance.
Rome was fucking you guys up.
David fucking nuked you guys with a goddamn slingshot, bro?
What?
Yeah, Judaism was the most powerful place on earth.
I do think they were in the process of getting the power.
You couldn't even figure out what you were trying to say. It was pretty good, but the Romans came in and gave you.
We had a no conversion rule when David was in charge.
Yeah,
they're like, you guys are gonna do this for the wrong reasons now. Just trying to join up, no conversion.
That is the one thing. The Jewish history is, it's epic, dude.
Yeah,
literally a small band of dudes fighting their way out of a desert, trying to get killed from every angle.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's kind of a success story.
It's
I'm
Kill Bill.
Like,
it's a fucking huge success story.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Now they
dude.
Control the biggest empire in the world.
The media.
It's pretty sick.
They control the
That's
United
what I'm saying.
They control the banks and media.
I think the history is so fucking lit and terrifying.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dudes, if I find out that it's 95%
JM, it's just a big high five. Like, dude, that's the craziest.
Every Nobel Peace Prize, or every Nobel, they win everything.
They win
that's
everything.
That's what I'm saying. If you find out it's true, then it's like, okay, what's good? How'd you do it?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Learn from them. Focus on the positives.
That's what I'm saying. I think one will give me the data.
I don't think they own the media.
Deliver the ultimate high five and make dudes.
What?
Who are the big media outlets? Because there was
Viacom.
It's like two.
CBS, AT&T, Comcast. But they were saying Jews control the media before any of these places existed.
True.
I think they did.
But who are they? Like, who owns them?
You literally can't talk about it. You literally cannot talk about this.
Why can't we talk about it?
Because they think if someone got the right fucking internet image of like all the things, they would just, everyone would launch a Holocaust together. It's like, I don't think that'll happen.
No.
No, if you want to appreciate it, like they said the Jews ran Hollywood. Yeah. Hollywood was making the best movies in the world. The Jews were not running the French film industry.
We ran right to
the
top.
Terrible movies.
I'm trying to give my brothers a high five.
That's right. Jews did a great job.
Yeah.
My people were literally white savages in the plains, and we got Christianity, which stemmed from Judaism.
That's right. Yeah. Even Christianity comes out of us.
It does.
You don't even have your shit without us.
The Jews made Christ.
Ari Shaffir, Jew, November 2nd, only on YouTube.
Yes.
Big high five. But, and then Kanye West goes, he's been wronged. His people have been wronged. That's his complaint. And he just wants to engineer a better future. But his whole point is you literally cannot have this discussion at all.
We're doing it.
Fair enough.
We're doing it.
We think we're doing
it. No,
I
feel like that. The can't have a discussion is interesting.
You can't talk about it. But they also, from every angle, you go, oh, okay. It's like, yeah, but the Holocaust was in the 1940s, bro.
Yeah.
I have a penny from when there was the Holocaust, I think.
Yeah.
I can go, ooh, that was a bad year.
That was a bad year.
Let me have that penny.
But when he says you can't talk about
it. Just any penny really will do.
But yeah, that's the one that's like, it's kind of weird.
But he said like, you can't talk about this, but he wasn't just talking about it. He said he wanted to go DEFCON 3.
But his whole thing is he has to go over the top to open up the convo.
But like, there should be some level where you're fighting a war on Jewish people where
that's what
if there was no line, that would be weird. If the media was like, yeah, everyone should be having nuclear war against Jewish people.
DEFCON 3 against the Jews is wild.
It's a lot.
You can't have a discussion like you
he's
have to
having
rethink
a mental breakdown.
I think he's super smart and up to something. He's trying to make interesting points.
I don't think.
I think he's been doing that. So what does White Lives Matter mean? It's got to mean something more than just I hate blacks.
It had the Pope on the front and it had Spanish. No one read about the shit.
He watched Candace Owens' documentary.
Yeah.
About how Black Lives Matter is a fraud. She made a documentary about that.
Yeah.
He watched it. He was like, this is the truth.
He brings it up. He brings it up.
Yeah. He loves that documentary.
He brings that up.
He recites it.
What does he say? Then Lex is like, he's like, dude, I'm as healthy as I've ever been. I haven't taken medication in 2 years. And Lex is like, how you been sleeping? He goes, that's low hanging fruit, bro. Don't ask him. Was he talking, like, basically alluding to the fact he was in a manic episode? He goes, dude, you're better than that. Piers Morgan, old guy on the way out, low hanging fruit, grab rating shit. He goes, don't do that, man.
Wow.
Yeah. How you been sleeping? Low hanging fruit.
He was hitting him with like, are you on a manic episode right now?
Oh, don't do that. Don't just call me crazy.
And he's like, bro.
That's what he did Chappelle when he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. You guys make this suck. And they're like, you must be crazy. You're on drugs.
Yep. But dude, he either is.
But I think Kanye is having a manic
It's episode. So hard to do because you watch it. It is a lot of it's completely.
I mean, it's not my business.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
What, you know.
True. Fair point.
If he wants that, if he's having a mental breakdown, who am I to sit there and be like, he's crazy? I'm not calling him crazy.
It is easier to write off a point you don't like by saying, you must be crazy.
To be fair, I think I've podcasted while manic, to be fair. To be fair.
Yeah.
That might be why I kind of watch him and I'm like, I love him.
It is interesting.
It's very
watching
lovely.
My brother on a manic episode and be like, here's another thing I'm thinking.
A Beautiful Mind was a good movie.
Yeah.
But no, it is. Yeah, it's weird. The whole thing's weird and very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. But it is, you know, I don't know. It's interesting.
But like 6 of the last manic episodes have been great. Back to back. No one when he was on Ellen, he was doing the did you see the BBC interview 10 years ago when he's on 10, it's tremendous.
And he's all over the place there too.
I think Yeezus is a full manic episode.
Dude, I think evolutionarily it might have a place in like some dude just goes berserk for 6 months and comes back with like one good idea and you're like, whoa, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of sick.
He would go berserk and put out like the best music.
Yeah.
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 I mean, you got to be a little crazy to be on that level.
Yeah.
You renamed yourself from an already fake name.
The name change is wild. Yeah, he does make wild claims too. Like, I'm the best writer. It's Shakespeare, then me. Wow. Shit like that.
And at least he gives up for Shakespeare. Also true. A Jew.
True.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No, he's Catholic.
No.
He's Catholic.
Uh-uh.
No.
That makes it true. If
yeah. We got it.
Fox. Just sever a pound.
You guys try to divide everybody.
Oh, my God, man. But yeah, that's the... That's
it was Shakespeare earlier.
Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Shakespeare.
It changed to fit in.
Cass,
serious.
Let's talk presidents. In fact, let's talk all of them in order.
Yep.
That was it?
Hold on.
No.
Just wait. Let's talk Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt.
No.
No, hold on. Give me a second. Hoover. Yeah, it's Roosevelt. Truman.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Second. Yep. Truman, Eisenhower, JFK, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump.
Did you say Obama now?
Obama. Wow.
Obama now.
It took me all night.
Damn, dude.
You studied for that all night?
No, it took a half hour, but it was pretty intense.
Pretty good.
But yeah.
It's insane.
I had to keep practicing. I was doing it before bed.
Do the
like I was praying.
Do the vice presidents.
Adams.
Are you seriously going to try?
I could go. I think I could
Here's
go
a good
decent.
Piece of trivia. And don't look it up.
Nope.
Okay.
Here's a quiz question. Who is Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson's vice president after Kennedy was shot, who became the vice president? Your mother's cunt.
Oh, man.
It wasn't her.
It wasn't your mother. It was her cunt.
Her cunt was a... Wait a second. This is a history podcast.
Yeah.
What if that was true?
You're telling me. Jones cunt.
Yeah, because he only needed her for 1 year. And then when he ran
so
for...
She's
then when he
so
ran,
excited to watch this.
Then when he ran... He got somebody else, but he was like, he called up, Joan, I need your cunt to be my vice. He called her from Dallas. You know that famous picture of him on the plane?
That was...
He called her right before that. I need your vagina to be my prison, my vice president.
All right, so let's start from the top. Mom, I'm so sorry that he said that.
I'm not. I never met your mom.
You held back. You held
very
back.
She's very sweet. Very
your
sweet.
Mom. All right. Let's start with Washington, dude.
Yeah.
What do you guys know about him? What do you say?
I mean, Washington is never like lied. a transitionary guy because he was so British. He was a British general. Mm. He wasn't like a... You know? He wasn't born in the... He didn't create America. It wasn't even his idea.
Yeah.
He was just a tool of... He was the first general president.
No, he was born in the U.S.
No, I know, but he wasn't like... He was a Brit. He was a...
Yeah, he fought in the French and Indian War as a British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a lord, wasn't
he? Actually kind of sucked in that.
In that war?
In fact, also kind of...
Everybody sucked in the wars, though.
Everything he did was retreating.
It was luck to win anything then.
Yeah. He was good at retreating. That was like his number one thing.
It's an important thing to be good at.
Which is very good. In war. They don't
Otherwise,
you
lose once. He would fight again because he retreated so well.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight, though. Show up and be like, nah. And yeah. Just run away. I'm like, nice.
1789. Yeah. That's when he started.
Well, most of the guys, it was so hard. Like, a lot of the army didn't want to be there and didn't have to be there.
It's crazy. Like 1776, the year that Washington did all that insane shit. It's crazy that people kept, they kept expecting the army to flee.
Yeah.
But they hung in there with little, it's not like they were like, we're making America that's coming later.
Yeah.
They had no fucking idea. So he's as good as they were, basically. And yeah. It's not, you know, you picture him on this horse, like talking, but no, most of them didn't even look at the guy. They didn't see him. You know, like in the movies when they show a guy making a speech to a whole army, and yeah, there's three guys can hear him.
It's impossible.
And the rest are like, what's even happening? And they're all shitting on the ground.
Like Braveheart, when he's giving the speech. The only people that can hear him are like, shut up.
Yes.
Those two dudes are like, the English are too many.
The English are too many.
Home.
Yes. We will live.
Yeah. We will live. That's good.